Hey, what's up, everybody?
Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Disclaimer.
Mo about nothing.
Damn,
show,
Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all.
Yeah, damn, Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all Terezi tonight, okay?
Oh, really?
I'm busting your chops, Mo. I'm sorry for you.
Now, let's start the show.
Who coming up here?
Nobody, and I don't know who that is. I was calling from New York. It's probably one of them goddamn... Let's see, hold on.
Can you just go on...
Hello?
It's hello? A bill collector.
Hello, this is Sarah from Navient calling for...
Oh, shit. You're right.
That's a student loan. Is
oh
that a student
God.
Loan?
Yeah, student loan.
Yeah, that's them Navient people, honey.
I got it deferred, but they still calling me.
I don't understand how you got your student loan deferred.
You get in school.
You ain't in school.
I'm in school. My job pay for it.
What classes you take?
I take one class a term.
Oh, you did it on purpose so you can keep getting
it. Yes. I'm going to be taking a class forever. Forever, ever. Forever, ever. Yes.
I should have did that. I'm about to just try to enroll myself back in school.
Yeah.
You know, I be having this thing about women in these bikini tops that don't cover up their titties.
What you talking about? What you mean don't cover them up? Like the bottom? You get some bottom boob? That looks fine to me. I see nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Body look good though.
I don't know why I don't understand why y'all can see our nipples but we can't see y'all's.
I don't know why that should is. Her face
is so cute.
Should look.
You be offended? Who is that?
That's the girl. That's the the underboob girl. Her face is so cute.
Yeah, she look young as shit.
I don't think she is, though.
I've got this thing where I've been recognizing really young-looking women, and it's starting to bother me. Okay. She look a little older, though.
She's cute.
Little baby face chicks.
I think she's actually really old.
I miss you, Mo. Glad you're back, finally. Can I get my phone back, please? Before you see something you'll need to see.
Because if I got to look at... Listen, you know I have this thing about, like, relationships online.
Yeah.
Like, I have no problem with people, you know,
being
showcasing
their...
Yeah, being happy for people, showcasing their relationship. A whole lot of stars do it. You know, I see like this, you know, stuff like
going
on, you know. But every fucking post, what the fuck?
Is this person we're talking about still promoting their brand, or they just been flipped to that shit?
This person is still promoting their brand, but at a minimum. It's like...
Yeah, it's like they fell off. Like, now they got a new goal. I see that shit sometimes.
And it's like, stop trying to push your fucking ideas on me. I don't give a fuck about this nigga.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the ideas of the pro-positive brand stuff, but you mean talking about this nigga.
Yeah, I don't care about that brand. I don't care about... That's not the brand I care about. You know what I'm saying? Like, every once in a while, hey, boo, like a picture. You know what I'm saying? But it's like every picture
is
dedicated to...
You don't want to be cynical, but at the same time, all right, sis, that's enough. That kind of shit,
yes.
Right? You
know what I'm saying?
Like,
and I be thinking, like, maybe that's why I don't have a man.
You do.
Shut up!
Wait a minute.
Why you always gotta ruin everything?
I'm just saying. Are we pushing that out the atmosphere into the?
You always gotta ruin everything.
I'm just saying.
That was the idea.
You.
It was the idea. Just the fucking idea that I didn't.
Okay,
you know?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I'm not catching a man that way. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like. Mm. Is that why I had so much trouble catching men in the past, or is this...
But you have no, as long as I've known you, you have no need to tell everybody who you with or what you doing. You don't care. Matter of fact, you go out your way to hide in person.
it's out like, of my way.
Yeah, go out of your
I
way.
I will make a left turn.
It's like somebody who
instead of going straight.
Who never show you their car. They just pop up places. Like,
how the fuck you get? You Uber here? I will Uber here, have a car and still Uber.
Down going
5 minutes away, still Uber.
We know you got somebody, but who is he? I don't understand.
where's such and such? Oh, they dropped me off. Are they coming back up? No.
You don't need to know.
They not coming back up. This is for me.
A mess.
For real. Because then it gets into situations like I've had before where, like, I know you and your significant other, but then you start telling me shit about sex and then all that kind of stuff. And then, like, now I'm looking at them and it's kind of like, I don't want to talk to them anymore. Because I feel like they're about to have pubic hairs in their teeth or something like that. You know, like, I just don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, but I, as I stop fooling with you, I don't want to follow you no more. It's rare that I follow a chick that I would kind of.
You petty like that? So if you stop, if you stop fooling with them, you stop following them. Period.
Yeah, I don't want to see them. Why would I want to see her posting her man every 5 minutes or every day, like couple goals, when I know. You know what? I could just laugh at it and be like, oh, this dude here, he just don't know. I could do that, but why be petty like that? Just go in your own way. Have fun. I don't care. But people show me them posts, and I'd be like, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this.
Why do we want to see it?
Because y'all friends still.
And then everybody
I have a reason
like,
not to fool with these people. Y'all don't.
You don't have a reason.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't. Speaking of committing suicide.
Don't say that.
But that was a reach, right?
Yeah, that was a real reach because ain't nobody.
Because I'm like looking at those posts, make me sick, and then I get so sick that I might want to commit suicide. Speaking of committing suicide,
exactly.
That was a reach. I didn't
real reach.
I got a.
We know you out of practice because you ain't been on here in a while.
A frog.
But you know, welcome back.
I'm
making an intro today since you.
Nah, you might not get an intro today because you know I'm new. I'm new to the game. New to it.
How was y'all show on Unapologetic?
You know what?
Shout out to Jaden.
I don't know if you're being facetious or
no, I'm not.
Okay, I just
no, I like Jaden. I like
Jaden too.
Yeah, I like.
I just wanted to make sure that you weren't being facetious because even though you love Jaden, the fact that I didn't record before I recorded with Jaden,
I was just fucking with you.
Okay, yeah. I'm just
it
making
was my
sure
my birthday and I went in the mood anyway.
Right,
so
fuck you.
Yeah.
I love going on Jaden's show just because he's so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of like straightforward. He's like, fuck this shit. We doing it this way. This nigga sent me a whole itinerary.
I used to do
before.
That.
Before.
I used to do that.
I was like, he is official.
Yeah, not on your podcast, but I used to do that for the other podcast.
Did you?
Yeah, we used to have notes and all that countdown stuff. And yeah, we used to.
Did you really like a real radio show?
Yeah.
And then you just was like, fuck it, I'm not doing it.
Because no one would follow it. Questions come up. We're going to spend, you know, 2 minutes on this question. Ended up like 30 minutes on one stupid question. It was just crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So.
I just, to me, it inhibits my ability to even, like when I think about it, it makes it hard for me to do.
Yeah, it's like they put you in a cage. Yeah, I don't know what these folks are listening to the last couple of days.
Who shows this? It's just all, ATL podcast?
Yeah, all of them.
Oh, shit. You said, I don't know what they've been listening to.
What the fuck they listening to? I woke up the other morning like, what the goddamn?
Because what they listening to? We ain't put shit out.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck are they listening to?
You know they listen to? Oh, shit.
That was 373 listens in one day.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck he listening to? Did we get jacked? Did we get somebody broke into our damn?
Yeah, probably.
I believe what happens is like people, and this is what I'm going to do. By the way, I'm planning on doing this. I'm planning on getting an internet radio station.
Yes. Oh, sounds dope.
And programming with our shows, so people can just go to the internet radio and listen to the shows.
Yeah, so that reminded me, I had like a DM the other day, and I didn't respond.
A DM from who?
A DM from somebody, and I was doing something, and they sent me a message on June 7th.
A DM for a podcast? I got a couple of those, too. So I got a... Let me see. They responded this shit.
You know what? This feels good to record this early.
Yeah, it does.
Because you still get to do whatever you the fuck you want to do in the afternoon and the evening.
I really don't want to. I
need because I'm tired of you, like, ixnaying my shit for somebody else.
Why are you so angry this when you come back?
I'm not angry when I come back. Months. You know what? It hasn't been 2 months, has it?
No, I just exaggerated a little bit. The guy sees this last year. We record like 2 shows since the beginning of the year.
That's actually accurate. Like 5, probably.
I mean, no damn sense. You on everybody else goddamn show.
I don't want ever listen. And shout out to Jaden again. I'm from Unapologetic Pod. Also, Jasmine Flowers, which was the co-host as well. She is really dope.
How she look?
She's pretty.
Oh, she, let me Google that. What's her name again?
Jasmine Flowers.
By the way, I don't know. Did you turn me onto these chicks? They podcast. Hold on, I'll tell you.
Probably.
Cocktails podcast?
Yes, I did. Cocktails.
Let me tell you about that little red one. She is sexy as shit.
You said the little red one. I'm over you.
She is sexy as shit. I went on a live one day and they shouted me out as soon as I got on. I'm like, oh, whoa, this is weird. Hey, ATL Podcast. Oh, okay, hey.
They be doing big things, though. You know, they actually have, like real legit guests and everything. Yeah,
not like us. No. Just have a bunch of friends and crazy folks on. Jason's show been doing good, and what's the name show?
Yeah, Jason be having legit guests, too.
So does Sherry.
Okay,
Sherry
them, too.
Yeah.
So, but the rest of us.
Well, we just be out here hanging, having a good time.
Asking friends, hey, you want to come on?
Hey, come on over and hang out.
Come on the podcast. I feel like I need to be sitting down here asking somebody some questions about something.
Do you want that kind of show? Because I can give you that kind of show.
Can you?
Yeah.
Every once in a while. Probably once a month.
See, that's the problem.
What? I like to be able to be like open, and I don't like people. They probably
you don't like people. Stop right there. That's it. Just stop.
I do like. Yeah. I like people just from a distance. You know?
What's her name? Her name?
Jasmyn Flowers. Anyways, we had a great conversation. Okay.
What y'all talk about?
We talked about these suicides that have been going on, which was Anthony Bourdain. Like, that really, I didn't really understand Kate Spade.
It's called mental illness.
It is, but I was just so confused. I need to be like getting this drive together since I'm not like working.
Yeah, yeah. You need to be like 24/7. Let me get you some cards. What you want in your cards? Oh, what are you something today?
That's why I'm trying to have this rooftop party.
It has nothing to do with the
Yes, it is. No. It's going to be connecting. I'm inviting some other podcasts up here. We're going to eat. We're going to drink. It's going to be more about kickback.
First of all.
More about kickback Sunday.
I can't be having a bunch of strangers.
It's not. No. So you invite strangers to come sit down in your house, but not on the
rooftop. Yes, because I can control them in here. I can't. I don't know if they're going to throw people off.
What? You want people to throw people off the roof? It's only going to. It's not about to be like a popping ass flip flop Atlanta.
Some people, what I learned, some people don't know how to act. So if you can ensure that everybody's going to know how to act, then we can schedule something next year. I mean,
next year? The fuck?
We can schedule something in.
You know what? I don't really appreciate this treatment. I don't.
Welcome back.
I don't appreciate any of this treatment. Just because you got a bad attitude. What you
I'm
got?
I'm bad attitude. I'm just tired. I'm tired, man.
Irritable male
I'm
syndrome.
I'm tired. I'm old.
You PMSing.
I'm old.
You admit it.
I'm old as shit. I'm annoyed easily. I'm bothered. But I got some good trips coming up, so. I think that's the Gemini bash just wore me out. I just need like a break. We spoke with La Perea tonight. Into Magic City Mondays. You want to come?
You going to Magic City Monday?
Supposed to.
Can I wear this?
What you going to do with your number, your plus one?
Huh?
What you going to do with your plus one?
He can go, yeah.
Wait in the car.
My granny used to do us like that.
Not in the titty bar. She
no, my granny used to do it at the clubs at 5th. Is it 5th and Cedar? I can't remember. But anyway, when she used to go drink and shoot darts and all that kind of shit in the club, she would leave me and my cousin in the backseat of the car. In the parking lot.
With coloring books, going on iPads back then.
It was nighttime, talking about, I'll be back in a minute.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. We were young as hell.
I bet.
That was before Louisville was starting to have killings every day.
Well, that ain't good.
That's not good. So what happened on the Gemini Bash?
Just
a great time. Just an all-around great time.
It was a good time. You can tell by the videos. You can tell by the videos, Gemini Bash. So I don't know what I'm going to do next year, but it's going to be smaller and less people invited and all of that. Yeah, it's going to be all of that going on.
Smaller. How much smaller can you get? It was only about...
Tiny. Like, teeny tiny.
How too much teeny tiny? I don't understand. You act like this was like extra, extra big.
It was, almost...
If you say 20 people...
No, it was 30, almost 40 people. Yes, it was a lot of people.
And you only saw 5 people with you.
Exactly. It was a nice size. It was fun, though. It was fun. I just know next year's going to be different. Because I think one thing, the $50 thing, like, this free $50. Oh, that's going to never happen again, ever. Folks got to pay for this shit.
Oh, yeah, okay. So that wasn't enough.
I mean, it was enough, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that would weed people out, too.
Like, yeah.
So that's kind of going to happen. So, you know, $50. I can $50, everybody can go.
$50, anybody can do anything right here.
Yeah, $50, yeah.
Shit, I ain't got time for that.
And we're thinking about going to California next time.
Ooh, California's a nice trip.
That would weed a lot of folks out.
California's a nice trip.
Yeah.
And then if I'm not working, so next year.
If you ain't working next year, we're going to have a conversation. I'm like, what the fuck going on for real? What kind of check you got? You won the lottery.
What if I did?
Let me borrow some money.
Yeah, I might give you some, you know, for working on my podcast. That means you're going to have to do my website, too.
I better have your website done if you wanted it.
No, don't do that because I asked you, like, people that paid for the website, you still got it. I still ain't fixed that.
Yes, you're right. And you just reminded me, I got a couple to do.
The people that paid, I still ain't done that shit. You need to get on your P's and Q's.
I know. I'm going to do
that. Are you watching this?
I just started watching it yesterday.
How was the first episode?
It's crazy. The rain killing. It's called The Rain, but on Netflix. The rain killing people, giving them viruses. I'm like, what the fuck can you do? Everybody's going to die.
It's the rain.
Now the water fucked up. I mean, you can't even touch the water.
Because that means if it's raining, it's going to trickle down into the ponds and streams if y'all trying to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all trying to drink the water. And then
how you going to bathe? There's a bunch of stinky people. I'm like, what the fuck going on for real?
And I know. Is there any black people in there?
I haven't seen any yet.
Yep. That's it. You know. I wait.
It's a foreign show. They are dubbed over English. So, I don't know.
Really?
It's got a bunch of holes in it so far.
Holes or holes?
Holes, like plot holes.
I was like how you know it's holes in there?
Plot holes in the way.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, I'm over it. Yeah, I don't like it.
So what about, do you know who Anthony Bourdain is?
Yes.
Are
you upset about Anthony Bourdain?
I'm really upset about Anthony Bourdain.
Why are you upset? He's been talking about killing himself forever.
Has he?
Yes. He's always been that on the edge. I'm thinking about jumping off some shit.
But all his friends are not dead.
Huh? He ain't fucking, what's his name? He push it to the edge.
Oh, you said he's been on the edge. I said, but all his friends are not dead.
But he's always been that kind of sad guy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and it doesn't, I just be like, mental illness is like really something. Because I be thinking about those times that I'm sad. And I'm just like, black people usually have to go through a fucking lot. In order for them to be like, usually, in most cases.
Yeah, I've known a couple people kill themselves, though.
In most cases, black people go through a fucking lot, like, in order to be like, yo, this is the fucking end. I can't do shit no more.
You got to be like, I ain't got no money. I ain't got no woman. I ain't got no job. I'm old. I'm hurting.
Like, really depressed.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Was Whitney Houston depressed, or she just had a drug problem?
I think she was just a drug problem. I mean, why was she? I don't know. I don't know.
You really don't know.
You never can tell what's in the mind of people. That's why I'd be like...
Prince.
Prince had a drug problem. He didn't kill himself. He just OD'd.
Really?
Yeah. He just OD'd.
He really just OD'd?
Kill yourself in the elevator? I mean...
I feel like he was over it. I feel like he was really over it. Like,
no, he was still making music and doing.
He was still making music, but if you ever listen to him talk in like his interviews and shit like that,
he was
fucking over it.
He was petty as shit.
He was fucking over it.
I don't think that's Michael Jackson. You think Michael Jackson killed himself?
Yeah.
Are you serious? No. So that man didn't kill him. The doctor didn't.
No, didn't they just like to be
high.
Purpose?
They just like to be high. That was the ultimate high that you could ever get was that shit that Michael Jackson did. That damn the you know the propofol is like to put you to sleep. To put you in a real deep sleep, he OD'd on it.
Like put you in a real deep sleep?
Yeah.
For how long?
I mean, it depends. It's when they put you out for surgery, that's what they use. That's like one of the drugs.
So he was just using it for no reason, though.
He had a drip. Like the doctor came in and gave it to him. That's what I'm saying.
For what?
Was it propofol? I think that's what it's called. Propofol. Yeah.
For what?
Is that it?
Propofol infusion syndrome?
Yeah, there you go.
It's an anesthetic?
Yeah, it puts you to sleep.
And he was using it just
every day
for...
just for to get high shit. He said he couldn't sleep, so he had this prescribed from his doctor, and he had a drip that he was using. But he kept using it so much, and he put him to sleep, and he couldn't wake back up.
Nigga.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
See, it's a decreased level of consciousness and lack of memory for events. You high as shit.
That's just...
It sedates you. It's just like you just gone.
You know, I've been thinking to myself, like, these people have so much money.
Yeah.
Why have they, what is the issue with finding a therapist?
Is it the
stigma
behind
it? When
you make that much money,
it?
You don't want to hear stuff that you don't want to hear. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's a yes man around you at that point. Yeah, Mike, take some more. You need to sleep. I can get you some if you need to sleep.
That's horrible.
That's what ends up happening.
Would you be the yes man?
Hell no. I have a low tolerance for people.
Do you know that?
I know that for a fact.
Do you know I have a low tolerance for people, but you don't have a low tolerance for money. So if he was paying you right,
no,
would you still be the yes man?
First of all, I've had people offer me jobs, and I'm like, that may be too much work. Or that may be something that ain't in my best interest.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
The guy here on Tinder?
Nobody got no Tinder account.
Yes,
you do.
Well, I do. Anyway, no, I can't.
Look, don't look like I'd be. You'd be swiping right on me.
I'll be swiping. I back it up, swiping again. Back it up, swiping. Because you know I paid for it by mistake.
I remember that. That's a
People out there, if you ever use the little button to pay for shit on your phone, you might want to disconnect that shit.
Oh my God.
I paid for Tinder by mistake.
I guess it's like, a fingerprint on there.
Yeah. I was like, how you get out of this? I guess I just pressed the button. Oh shit, I paid for it.
That's how you pay for apps. Listen, my son requested an app and it comes to my phone. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know that, like, how you pay for it. Yeah. Like, how you do that?
Dude. I got to use a pinky. I got them back up now. Fuck that shit.
What? $100 for some fucking game, what game is that? Fortnite?
On your phone? You playing Fortnite on your phone?
He's playing on his fucking...
iPad. Yeah, I can't do that shit. Fuck that.
Roblox.
Yeah.
I looked at the games he had, and I was so confused how he downloaded them. I think he, like, cut off parental controls. I don't know how, whatever is going on his iPad, but he's got, like, Roblox. I looked on that shit. He's on an online community. Like,
he's smart as shit. I'm going to go to my room. I'm going to go to my room. My TV going to be taken apart. I fixed it for you.
Hey, I fixed your TV.
What's wrong with it?
A wire was messed up in the back.
I kept hearing a buzz. He took my shit apart.
That sounds like something he would do, too.
Yeah.
Don't nobody got time for that, either.
I grew up with some guys. One guy did Russian roulette. They were playing Russian roulette. I don't know why. That's how he died, one guy. But he was kind of always off, too. In order to stop playing Russian roulette, something got to be wrong with you. Something got to be really wrong with you.
Yes, to like... So, did you say they play Russian roulette and one of them end up being the bullet?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other one, he ain't been right since. Like, I mean, he struggled for a long time. Like,
would you struggle too if you just sat there and saw your friend blow his fucking head off?
Yeah, if a nigga put out a gun to him, let's play Russian roulette, I'm like, nigga, get the fuck out of my house.
Bye.
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 No, man, just put the gun down, man. I ain't playing. No. Just craziness. But yeah.
That's crazy. Really? Russian roulette?
Why would you play that?
Why would you play that?
Yeah. You gotta be suicidal. I don't even know if I was suicidal, how would I want to? Hanging seems like it's just, you'd be needing some help. You know, like you're stopping, like, okay, oh shit, I need some help. What the fuck did I do? You know what I'm saying?
But then what's even worse than that is like hearing that somebody hung themselves from a doorknob. How do you do that?
That's a strong doorknob, first of all.
Do you shut the door? No,
you just sit out.
Because that's what Kate Spade did. They said she hung herself from a doorknob.
Well, she wasn't that heavy. So she tied it around the doorknob around her neck and just hung.
She didn't have a ceiling fan.
No, ceiling fan ain't up there with shit. That's a damn drywall. You'll come down.
No.
A lot of them ain't reinforced. The ones I put up ain't reinforced. I make sure can't nobody kill themselves with my ceiling fans. Tie your shit up there. Nobody come over here.
Fall right down. Yeah. And then you got to pay for my fucking fixed ceiling
fan. Yeah, and I put a bunch of ceiling fans up in my life. Especially my old house. I got foreclosed though. Fuck y'all. Try to hang yourself in my house now.
What?
But Kate Spade did that. So he hung himself too, right?
I think I just woke up and it's just like Anthony Bourdain. And it's kinda like, dude, I just wanna know what is so wrong with, I know you're saying like don't nobody hear nothing, but I'm just kinda like, what do you not hear?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you not want to hear? That it's going to get better?
People, there is, mental illness is a thing. I used to tell people all the time.
I know that.
This is why you tell folks all the time. If a dog bites, if it's a dog who just, you can't control and he bites something, bites a person, you know, like very vicious dog, he may be some mental illness. Because animals have mental illness too.
You know, yes, I know.
So why can't people really have problems with them that they just, like, I had uncles who had this many drugs. They just wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? They just wasn't right. Just crazy as shit.
Mental illness. And it's kind of like you suffer for that long.
Yeah. I had one uncle call.
And then when you're 80 years old, you're going to be like, well, let's just end it all. You could have did that 30 years ago.
I got put all my family members through shit. That's what they want to say.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't have had kids first. You wouldn't have had all these things and had it on all these additions and all these other complicated things to your life, which probably made it more stressful. Then you're just like, you know what? Gotta go.
And you are like, we don't know somebody who's mentally ill. We know a couple of people that got problems.
Yeah.
And I made it worse for one of them. This is not funny,
but
we know they got problems. We just looked the other way, I guess.
That's not funny because then they're going to be on one of these fucking stories.
I hope not. That would just kill me.
No pun intended.
That would be rough. I need to check on my strong friend. Y'all check on y'all strong friends.
I hate that. Stop saying that. I hate when the internet puts that up. Make sure you check on your strong friend. But nigga, did I get? Because it's like,
look at you. Look, I wrote something on my Facebook thing. Did you read it?
What did it say? Did you ask people? Did they check on you?
No.
Because I feel like I'm the strong friend.
This is what I said. Read that. Can you see that? Nope.
No, I don't want to do all this.
All I said is 9 times out of 10, your insurance paid for it, so go talk to somebody.
Okay, basically. And you put the National Suicide Prevention line on her.
I think
okay,
I put the wrong phone number on but then,
oh.
I'm just joking. Because I talked to somebody before. I wasn't depressed, but I had a lot of anxiety and stuff. But my anxiety came from not knowing what was going to happen, not because I was nervous about some shit.
That's when you get. You're depressed when you think about the past, anxious when you think about the future.
Yeah, I was very anxious. That was going through a divorce. I'm like, oh shit, how much money I'm going to be losing? And
I think that's what happened with Kate Spade. Her husband was filed for divorce.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, she told her daughter it wasn't her fault.
Right. That's probably why.
Huh.
You know, kids go through, they always think that
it's why kill yourself, though?
Mental illness is a real thing.
It's a real thing. I'm just saying, I would have rolled that shit out. Like, now I can say that now.
Probably because she's so fucking, what's the Kate Spade, the brand for $59 million and then turn around and Saks or whoever sold it for billions.
Really?
Yeah, it's probably what happened too.
I tell you, white people in there.
$59 million.
Give me $500,000. I'm
okay.
Let me just.
I can have as many therapy sessions as I want.
I will go on Family Feud and say, please just pay off my student loans. I don't even want no money.
I don't even want her Navient.
Ever again. Motherfuckers, I'm leaving.
Sally Mae, no. Navient, Department of Education, anybody. None Look at that. Me trying to enroll back in school and don't want to hear nobody about nothing.
But you have to get somebody to pay for it. It's like, I'll go to school all day if I ain't got to pay for it. That's my thing. Like, okay, time to go on Oracle. And let me see. 2-inch reimbursement. Like, done.
You're so horrible.
Oh, approved. Oh, I forgot. I went to my manager one day. Hey, man, I forgot to put these books on now. So I'm going to go ahead and put another one in for these books. So I ain't finna pay no $200 for these books. Okay. All right. There we go. We got a good.
You should hire me just so I can go to school.
You need to look at those jobs because I got two people already and I need to get some money off two people. So, yeah, you need to do that.
You did? You got two people already?
Yep. If it comes through, that's a grand apiece. I'm going to cut all this shit out. Everybody get hired. Grand apiece.
For real? Send me the link again.
I sure will. So many jobs.
Open. Send me the link again.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Because I'm serious.
I got something for us to listen to right quick. Let me see if I can find it.
No, what is it? I hope it's not stupid.
I don't know. So you know how some people post shit from their point of view. And this chick posted this shit.
Yo, this can't be real, or is it, LMAO?
So this is a dude, how women think dudes act. Now, granted, some of this may happen.
Beard. Yeah.
Some of this may happen every once in a while. And there are a couple of pauses in this, so just listen to it. Check it out.
I've never been here. Thanks so much for agreeing to meet me now. My schedule's so crazy.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good afternoon. I was just saying I had never been to this restaurant, and it seems really nice.
What you doing?
I am actually talking right now, as a matter of fact, to you.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool. So, what do you like to do?
Man, so much. You know, too much to name.
Could you try to name them?
You don't even have to go any further because this is accurate.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
You'll
is.
You find all that out as we get to know each other.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, no, it's not.
What are you looking for out of dating? Are you wanting to be married with children? What do you want?
Look how big her eyes are. Look how big her eyes got.
Was it that hard of a question? Well, I guess that is the end of that.
Yeah, my bad. Wow, I had some things come up. So, what you doing?
Are you serious?
What you mean?
You're serious.
What's the problem?
The problem is you disappeared. And I'm sorry, that's not the way I communicate.
Look, I don't know what type of dudes you used to, but I got a lot going on. I'm a photographer. I promote parties. I'm running for city council. I got a plumbing business. I throw boxes at FedEx. I sell a little bit of dick on the side. I got ambition. And if you can't handle that, you know what I'm saying? Let me know.
You know, I appreciate a man with goals. Don't get me wrong. But I also appreciate a man who puts in the effort to get to know me.
Oh, so this ain't effort? That's what you're saying? I ain't putting in the work? I don't mean no harm, but I don't even think you the female for me. Man, you wear suits to dates. Man, I already knew you was one of them females. Want a nigga to bend over backwards? I'm only one man, sweetheart. I can't do it all. I ain't even worried about nothing. I got a beard. It just grew stronger fooling with you. And I know you see these eyes. You know what I'm saying? I think we just need to go our own separate ways. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. This is so accurate.
Not need a man for nothing. Bye.
This is so accurate. This is so accurate.
Hey, what you doing? I missed you. Send me a pic.
First of all, he said you wear suits to dates. That shit was funny as shit. And it ain't, that's not accurate. It's not all true. That ain't every nigga.
Did you repost that to your page?
No.
Because, right, let me look for it right now, because I'm going to send this out, because this is so fucking accurate. You do not understand. Talking about it's not accurate. And you're the only one saying that it's not, because you probably
every woman on here say it's accurate. No, it's not accurate. It's not.
Because you don't act like that. And you don't deal with men. You don't deal with men.
This is what I want everybody to understand. All women understand. I get some of that. But women act like they the only ones that we talking to or dealing with. So sometimes, yeah, you get kind of caught up every once in a while and forget to text back or forget to, you know, a week goes by or whatever. But that ain't that accurate. Why are you reposting this shit?
Listen to me. Yo, this is the funniest shit ever in life. How come I can't find it? Lord Jesus, I need to be like her. She got everything going on. Lord, yes, please do. Because this had me dying. Oh my God. Yo, that is so accurate. And you don't have to be, because you are a man, you're going to obviously say no, it's not.
It just seems not, like,
because you're a man that doesn't do that. And first of all, men in general have a hard time admitting, like, when they sound like jackasses.
If that's the case, then maybe he's just not that into you. And that's why he's not really responding.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. Sometimes he's not. He might not be into it. Now, that dude, that was ridiculous.
That's usually how the conversations go. No, they're not going to be into you. Yeah, because you wear suits.
You wear suits to dates. I can already tell you what them kind of women.
I'm talking about, I'm a party promoter.
He said, I'm ready for city council.
I'm a photographer. I'm ready for city council. And I sell dick on the side. Exactly. So what the fuck are you doing here?
She like, well, what do you like to do?
Her eyes got so big. He left. Talk about, I got a lot going on.
Amazing.
And then I'm done with you. And then two weeks later, I miss you. What you doing?
I had a friend of mine, like she rarely posts, but when she posts, I find it so hard for me not to say, hey, I see you back online, huh? She responds though. I'm like, okay.
Don't nobody want to deal with that.
This shit was funny too, this one here.
I can't. They look like a penis.
It's been a while, huh?
Not necessarily, but as soon as you scrolled up, you scroll back. I said, why is that a braided penis? Who would do their hair like that? That's the dumbest hairstyle. She looks like she's a fucking extra on Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings or something.
She's elven.
I thought that was funny, though.
I don't want to continue without notifications. I don't give a fuck talking about you might miss messages. Okay, and...
Damn, this is the first time you ever got downloaded Facebook on your phone?
Facebook Messenger.
Oh. I could have just sent you the link.
No, I just... Okay. So, what else was I about to say? This is old, but I had an argument with somebody the other day about fucking Kanye West and Pusha T having Whitney Houston's bathroom as Pusha T's album.
Yeah, I didn't... I get it why you'd be upset if that was using the family, but if you're not in the family, why are you so pressed? Because I didn't even know what it was till somebody told me.
That's a violation.
I didn't know what it was till somebody told me.
Somebody said, how did anybody know?
Why they got this damn nasty ass bathroom?
But how did anybody know Whitney Houston's bathroom?
Because they told them how much they paid for it. That's the only way they knew. And now we're going to get upset about it. This fake outrage. And that album was tight. I liked that album.
The album was cool, but.
Did you hear Kanye's album?
Mm-hmm.
What you think?
I actually liked it.
I'm like, if this nigga just said fuck Trump one time, I'll turn this shit up in my car. You know what I'm saying?
I actually liked it. And look, yeah. I know I said I don't think I ever said I wasn't going to listen to Kanye again, but I
liked it.
I do not agree. Huh?
He has some tight verses.
Yeah, I do not agree with everything that he's saying. However, I mean, the album, listen, there's one album that I don't fuck with, which is Yeezus. I don't really fuck with it like that. A lot of people like, that's his greatest work. I personally think 808s and Heartbreaks is his greatest work.
Which one would you use this?
the Black Skinhead album.
It was pretty. It had some strong stuff.
The
in
one
there.
That was like all white, silvery, and it looked.
Not say what's wrong with it. I didn't say which one was it.
To me, I guess not necessarily different because you know I welcome different. It was just different on a level that I wasn't able to connect with. Mm. And for me, I just think that it wasn't. I just don't personally. Maybe like one song on there.
Did you see them on Family Feud?
I did not.
It was on upstairs when we was up there yesterday.
Was it funny?
I mean, I wasn't really paying attention to it, but I mean, they say I saw somebody saying, I wish I could be as happy as Kanye was on our Family Feud.
That's the only time. Yeah, because this nigga be like depressed as shit. The only time he really be like, I saw that he was happy when he was at his album release party when they were like listening and he was, you know, dancing and singing and twinkle toeing and shit.
Yeah.
And then Family Feud. But any other time, he'd be all talking about, do you think I'm out killing yourself? Because I do. Like.
Exactly.
Like, that type of shit. I don't, you know, I'm like, yo. And then did you see that interview with Kim? She was like, yeah, we were just able to get it done. And he said he felt her heart, and that's how, you know, he really listened and let her out. And, you know,
well, what do you think about people that are saying that he just used you as a pawn?
Well, I don't think he would do that because Kanye already legitimized him, so...
Well, he's talking about Trump.
Yeah, she was like, so... Yeah, I don't
know. So if you're in prison, if you're in prison and everybody hate Trump.
And he let you out.
And she came to you and said, I want to go to Trump to get you out of prison. What would you say?
I've been there for 20 years. What'd she do?
I don't remember. I don't know the whole story. Has she been there for 20 years?
I think she's been there for 20 years. A grandma. I don't know what she did. I would be ready to get out of fucking jail. But I gotta know how fucking strong my life has to be, like my will has to be in order for me to be like, nah, don't go to him. I don't like that nigga.
I have to get out. I'm sorry. Like I said, if Trump, I would have voted for Trump if he would have said tomorrow after I win the election, I'm wiping everybody's student loans.
Here it is right here. Ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Hold on.
I was just, I mean, when he said he has the papers in front of him and he's signing it, I just, like, my heart was so full.
I'm just going to throw them at you. You tell me who's right and who's wrong. Trump is using you as a political pawn. So now you're sort of, you've endorsed him in a way. You've kind of given him legitimacy. You might be in a campaign video. He used you.
I think Kanye's already given him legitimacy, so I don't, you know, in that way. So I was working on this before, so I don't, like, for being, I don't think I would be used, you know, and at the end of the day, he heard me out. We got the job done, so... I don't think, like, what could he really use me for?
She just threw her husband on the bus, by the way.
But what could he really use me for? Bitch, are you the dumbest motherfucker ever alive? He just used, what do you mean?
Now, if they leave it there and don't do anything else for him, you know what I'm saying? I may give him a pass, Kanye and him. But if they, like, next time when we start going stumping, trying to get reelected, and Kanye come out there rapping and shit with all the country music folk, I'm like, fuck it, I can't do it no more. I'm done for real.
You're done anyway. Well, no, Issa Rae said, you know, that joke was a choice, just like slavery. So
Issa will be booming. Did she release an album? She said she released some music or something.
Issa Rae?
I thought I saw something about her talking about music.
You know what? I might be slow because you know I don't be on social media as much these days. But you know, I don't know about Issa Rae's album. Did you listen to Big Freedia's album?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Do you ever listen to Big Freedia's album?
Oh, I like Big Freedia.
You do?
I mean, I can't dance that much, but I'm just saying. That's a whole wobble wobble. Wobble wobble.
I'm over, moving, shaking, shaking.
I'm like, every song? Every song we got to do this?
The Insecure soundtrack you talking about?
Oh, yeah, she's trying to do a contest for me. Oh, yeah, soundtrack, my bad.
Okay, because I was like, I
they
know.
They did a good job on their own soundtrack, though. Why she got to do that like that this time?
She probably wants to give people a chance.
Yeah.
Like, she gives, like, actors and people, like, they've never directed before and a chance to work on set. You know, she's been doing that.
It's called free labor.
Yeah, but no, it's not free labor. I think they get paid, but it's just like...
Just give them a chance to get... So they because put on their
resume. You know, that's how she got started.
Yeah.
Somebody gave her a chance because, you know, she was just putting shit on YouTube like 11 years ago, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Awkward Black Girl. If you saw the quality of that...
Was it good?
No.
Oh, well, damn.
The show was good, but the quality...
The quality.
Like...
The cameras and shit.
Yeah, it's just like you start now. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is that what she's done, what a lot of people don't do, is that she put the shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless. And people really flocked to it because it was real. It was real. And what I liked about it... I don't know if we discussed this before, but a lot of the people that she had on the show 12 years ago still are playing Insecure right now.
Yeah.
Like... Now that's loyalty.
Yeah.
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
Yeah. That is. Pull them up. Everybody kind of, you know, even with the podcast, I mean, the same folks are kind of around from the beginning. They kind of, a couple of them fell off, but.
You know, it's a core group because I don't think it's like, are they podcast people or are they just your friends that happen to be on the podcast?
Well, some of them show an interest in doing their own thing. It's just they don't have the.
Time.
Time. Yeah. Time is a lot of it.
Time is a lot.
Yeah.
Time is a lot. And I can tell you that from experience.
Yeah, I know. Because you just getting back in here. This is the third show.
Getting back in. But time, you know, when you got other things going on. And the thing is like even me today bringing my rug rat with me.
That's fine.
You know, I know. But I'd rather not.
But you don't drink or nothing. So what's
the... I mean, I could.
Are you still feeding?
Yes. Can you believe it?
How old is that damn baby?
That's what Jacob said. Still? Damn, bitch.
You're trying to get him to suck all them damn pounds off of you, ain't you? We know what's happening. I can't tell. Like, before it was like, you know, you look 29 from the chest up. 28.
As opposed to what?
They down by your elbows right now. They're all perky, all up and down. Okay.
They down by my elbows?
They not. I said you look 28 from the chest up.
Oh, so what were you trying to say? They were sagging before?
I'm just saying if you were any older. No, they were full. They were full of this, you know.
Yeah, I try to keep them, try to exercise, and I try to, like, do some, like, little things. Just to keep the muscles kind of, like.
Keep them tight. Keep it tight.
Yeah, I read this tip that if you do they say at least do 20 push-ups a day in order to keep your muscles kind of firm.
Yeah.
So they breast stay up so they won't be down to my belly button by the time I'm 33. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I do not want that. I still want to wear shirts without bras sometimes.
Yes,
you know?
That's so hot. That's hot.
I'm still thinking about getting me a breast augmentation.
Like up or down? Up?
Lift them up.
Oh, I thought you meant like adding something in them.
I don't think I can add anymore. Because if you add any more, as you get older, they start drooping.
Same
I like
thing,
remind when they are.
Any
now.
Women who wear they like the shirts with the side cut out, mm-hmm. Just, oh my God.
Side boob.
Which one of these
which one of y'all
credit cards do you want to use for this?
I'm like, which one of these?
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to the store with me.
Yeah.
Nordstrom's. So exactly. We can buy some more of the Kiehl's.
Kiehl's, what's that? Oh, yeah.
Kiehl's. That face wash, is that what the side Kiehl's?
Yeah.
That face wash.
Kiehl's. You like that? Yeah. You want to hit up for you leave today?
I'm probably going to hit up and see if my face can do that.
It's almost time me to order some more.
Is it?
I think. You been using it?
Listen, I can't. I just, everybody, who else have I been looking at this week that I felt like was doing a lot?
NFL fucked up.
I'm tired of these motherfuckers. I'm tired of them.
I'm almost to the point where I don't even need. I don't watch it anyway. For real.
I don't either.
It's just like y'all niggas be doing the most.
What about Angela Rye telling that dude, "Ha ha, Ben." What'd she say? "Ha ha, hell, child." It's not funny.
Yeah,
you
saw see that.
Oh
saw
my
that.
God, I put that as my Instagram story. It was so fucking funny.
She's getting a little. I want people to still take her serious though. You know what I'm saying? Like. She go off a little bit too much. They gonna just have her on there for a joke. You know what I'm saying?
But she been through one off.
I know. I mean, I'm just.
But they know that she's gonna go off. I think that's the point. They know that at least. I think that sometimes that she's like calm, but other times I think that she's when she gets really irritated. Like I was irritated with that dude. I think she'd be like, "Listen, the F here."
What do you think about what do you think about guys like Common, who's just been through some of the stars like Angela Rye and Then he go with what's
Serena
her name?
Williams.
Serena Williams and
Erica talk Badu. To,
yeah. What do you think about dudes like that? Because women, like they say, what's name can't keep no man. Halle Berry can't keep no
Yo,
man.
Yo, that's what they keep saying. Halle Berry had an issue. She's had an issue with every man. I don't understand. Like, what's her deal?
So it ain't the same for dudes.
It is.
Is it worse?
For me, I look at it the same way. But you know, a lot of men, obviously, there's that double standard that y'all always talk about. That women, they always feel like the more experience that they have, the less value they have, as opposed to men. The more experience they have, the more they think they are the man within the male community. And then to me, it's like, it's fucked up. It's always been.
I just think some of that stuff is set up, too. I don't think they're actually dating. You know what I mean?
Like, who?
Common and Serena Williams and Common and...
I think Common and Serena Williams really were dating.
Okay, so all the women he really dated.
Why not? If Holly Berry's dated all of them, why can't Common date all
I
of them?
I think some of that was set up, too. I don't think she was really dating them, either.
You don't think so?
Not all of them. Couldn't be. Anyway. What we got? Damn, this is a damn hour.
Has it been? What time is it? It is 3:30.
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I started to do a little song on there. But
no, please don't. Please don't.
No, I started to. I'm not going to. Okay. I know you hate. How many times did y'all cut away on the other show? Did y'all go on YouTube on Jaden's show?
To do what?
I'm going to listen to it. Don't worry about it. I'm
no, you're not bringing up Bruno Mars, and we did not go on YouTube.
That was a good episode, by the way. People loved that episode.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did.
No, they did not. They did not.
Let me look up the stats.
No, don't pull up the stats, because nobody really enjoyed that episode. Wow. You know what I'm upset about, though?
What's that?
You know, I'm just really upset about, like, it's 2018, and I'm tired of women... bashing other women. I'm tired of that. Like, the thing is that, don't get me wrong, if I see you doing something that's wrong in my opinion, I might speak on it. Like, hey, you know, you shouldn't be wearing that. Like, I'm not gonna tell you what you can wear. I'm just gonna tell you that you don't look good in it. Like,
why would you even do that, though? That doesn't make any sense.
Not publicly.
It's just like,
not publicly.
Well, okay. Even if you keep it to yourself, that's fine. But my problem is, even when it comes to people who aren't black, who feel it their duty to say something to somebody.
You know what? About I'm calling the police on you.
Yes, it just makes no sense.
What the fuck for?
Like, excuse me, I just had to say, no, you don't have to say anything. No.
And you know what, in 2018, what I'm still fucking tired of, my baby is 5 months old, but people still have a need to fucking touch him.
Oh,
why?
I would freak the fuck out if somebody touched my baby.
They
I
came out and touched, came up touch, like, the literally. Start,
like, hands and shit. You don't literally, get your
I was at the grocery store and with both of my children, and obviously the youngest one was in the car seat. This lady, I turned around to talk to Mason. This lady literally was over there playing with his little feet, talking about, well, how old is he? I said, ma'am, could you not touch my baby, please? She said, oh, I'm sorry. I think she was like Mexican or Hispanic. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I said, it's fine, but I don't like people touching my baby without permission. That's
You should stop right there. I don't like people touching my baby. No.
Don't come to my baby. Look, she saw my face when I turned around, like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is you doing?
Yeah.
Like, patty cake, I don't know what you put on your hands.
This people throw acid on people on purpose.
Yes.
Fuck that.
You could be burning through my baby's damn skin.
Fuck that.
You want to be a suicide bomber or something. I don't know what's going on. You know they trying to have the extinction of black babies anyway. I just don't understand. And then I was at a restaurant. How old? Why do y'all feel the need to touch my baby's face?
Oh.
Face, hands, feet. I don't care what's on his head. I don't care. Why are you touching him? Yeah. You don't touch me. Why touch him?
Because they're defenseless. Like, they taste good.
That's what I'm not understanding. It's like, nobody ever comes up. Been a while since somebody has literally touched me like that. Like, somebody that I don't know has come up and, like, rub my back or try to touch my hair or my face.
Who does that?
That's what I'm saying. You know, white people usually tell me do that, too. They used to come up and touch your hair. Like, if you have braids or something, well, you're a man with a bald head, so I don't really know. But, like, girls, younger especially, like, they touch. If you have braids, you used to have box braids or braids with beads. Anything that they found that was kind of like
exotic.
They would come in touch without asking, and you would have to slap the shit. I got that from my mama.
Did you really slap the shit out of somebody?
My mama didn't, but
I mean, would you really show your disdain for somebody doing that? Or would you just be like,
Would I slap the shit out of him? No.
No, would you say something, though?
Yes. Okay. Why would I let somebody touch me without permission? I don't want to touch anybody.
I'm just curious. I
mean, like, to me, that doesn't make sense. It'd be like, can you not touch me, please?
Yeah.
And then they find, like, they get an attitude about it. Yeah. Instead of just admitting that you're fucking wrong.
Because they don't see the... I didn't do nothing. I just wanted... They don't
you
see...
Did. You did! You touched me.
But you know what? I've noticed some people act like they don't know what's going on purpose. I had to actually do an email to facilities people the other day. Because these assholes who was in the next office beside me. It's glass everywhere. Everyone's office is separated by glass.
So you can literally see...
You hear everything. All right? You hear everything. I'm sitting in the office, and this is the little temporary office we go to, spaces. Beautiful office. I mean, it's everything you could ever want is in this office, right? But these assholes who sit next to me, and there's this one little redheaded woman who laughs all the time, all day long, as loud as she can, the top of her voice. And I'm like, what the fuck are you? What's so fucking funny? You know, you laughing all day long. And it's, it's like that.
That's a white woman have that same office laugh.
And this guy who's obviously want to fuck the shit out of her because he makes her laugh all day long. This asshole, anytime we get a phone call, what does he do? What does he do when he get a phone call?
Hello.
Speakerphone.
Yeah, Ben.
Yeah. So
like, well, did you try the circuit connector for the...
No, these are some other... They're not even in technology. Then, on top of that, Every black person in there got headphones. Why do we have headphones? We don't want folks hearing nigga, bitch, hoe, all that kind of stuff.
Look, when
you know what I'm saying? Talk it, like I talk it.
I'ma beat your ass on this train. We on the mart. I'm finna do my thing.
Yeah, exactly. This motherfucker listen to country music.
On speaker, out loud.
With a blue fucking tube speaker. Like ain't nobody else in this fucking office. I had to bang on the goddamn glass. Like, dude, really?
Did you really?
Yes. Really? Are you serious?
Like, you damn right I did. As much as these niggas tell me I'm fucking loud, you think I'm not going
to... I'm like, what the fuck? So, yep, I did a nice wordly email, wordly type email to facilities. I was that little white woman from the barbecue. I'm like, look here. So, let me tell you how passive these motherfuckers are. This passive aggressive shit. So, a week later, it got kind of quiet. I can finally concentrate on the shit I'm supposed to concentrate on. This little redhead bitch walk over to me and said, we're going to take a conference call if it's okay with you. We don't want to go down the hall. We just want to do it in our office. Is it okay with you, sir? I just looked at her like, I said, you know what?
If it's not too loud.
Yeah, I just said, you know what? I'll put my headphones on this time. I just put my headphones on. Just looked at her. She walked out the door. Then the dude came in the next day. They told me to leave this cable with you. Your boss told me to leave this cable with you. Is that okay? I'm like, these motherfuckers trying me. You know what I'm saying?
So and that's the thing that I do not like. Don't let another motherfucker try me.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I didn't spend too many. I'm 31 years old, and I feel like I've spent too many. I ain't even been alive that long. I felt like I spent too many years letting people try the fuck out of me.
I don't know why try me. No. Yes, because the lady was like, we'll keep your name out of it if you want, out there. You know, when we talk to them, if you want us to, I don't give a fuck. Tell them who it is. Let them know who it is.
That's what I'm saying is, if I can't tell, if you bring me some information to me and I can't mention, tell the person who said it, don't bring it to me.
No, I said, go ahead and tell them who it is. I'd have no problem with that. Because my view is this, they came with my ass. You know what I'm saying? What they gonna do?
And even if you could, you'd be too fucking loud.
Exactly. Y'all are too fucking loud. Y'all not the only ones in here. I got some real important shit to do while y'all over there playing
games. Kiki and ha ha.
What's so fucking funny?
Hell, Ben.
I wanna laugh too. What's the joke?
I like a joke as well as the next black person. What the fuck are you laughing at? Exactly. Debbie. Karen.
Karen, yeah.
Karen with the potato salad.
With the raisins in it.
What are you laughing at?
I could take that shit. But anyway, that was my goddamn. Yeah, snitches get stitches, but I ain't gonna get no goddamn snitches.
Snitches get. Oh, that's true. That's street cred. That's not in the business.
It's not in the business. Well, my goddamn sometimes boss in the emailing. Business. My boss emailing me for shit all day long, and I can't concentrate to produce. Fuck that.
Why are you down there anyway?
What, at the office?
Yeah, in those offices. Is that your office or is that somebody
else? We're moving to a new corporate headquarters. This is a whole to do. And I just like, they asked me that I want to go. I'm like, you know what? To get out of here. Because my complaint in my other office is, motherfuckers think right outside my cube is a meeting place. Like, y'all niggas can't take that shit down the hall. Why y'all gotta stand right here? So after I said that like five times to people, they come on, you know, they like, my boss like, you know what, maybe we need to be removed Brian to the office.
He might blow a gasket.
Yeah, y'all take y'all ass on somewhere.
Take y'all white asses. Tired of these right, people.
Yeah, I'm tired of all of them. So now I just come home and work.
I can see that.
Whatever I told my boss the other day, I'm like, man, I went ahead and I emailed her. I couldn't take it no more. But if I ain't at the office, I'm at home working. And I hate working from home. I hate it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I hate working from home too because we had two screens at work.
Yeah. I mean, I have two screens, but then I got to put it up, take it down.
Yeah, that. But our software wasn't able to accommodate two screens at home, which I didn't understand that. But whatever.
Yeah, it happens. It's probably an accurate statement, but. No, because I bet them white folk got two screens at home.
You said it's probably an accurate statement, but I mean, I'm saying, like, because everything, my laptop screen is pretty big, but it's just like, even if I want to do it on a regular monitor, like.
We become so spoiled. I remember we had them 17-inch box monitors back in the day, only had one, and we were cool with that.
Cool with that. Now we're trying to do work.
Yeah, have four monitors.
I could have one on this screen, whatever I was doing, and it was fine. Now I got to go home, got to condense everything to half the screen, don't have no space to move the mouse.
Most of the engineers at my job got four screens and the big, you know, kind of
IT, we have it.
You don't need all of that.
And then, like, you know, my friend has two screens, a work Mac, his own Mac.
Yeah.
What the fuck you need all them screens for? What you doing? You doing at work that you need two computer screens, a work Mac, and your own Mac?
I don't ever want to do that much work.
I don't think he ain't doing that much work. I think he's communicating through social media on one.
Yeah.
He's doing other projects and then doing other. But he actually likes doing projects. Mm-hmm. So.
Fuck that. The only projects I like are the one they sell drugs out of.
Club Anywho. Yeah, but that's all I want to listen. For 2018, don't nobody know me like that, okay? Don't try me.
You do understand half the year's gone, too, by the way.
I don't give a shit. People will try you till December 31st.
Half the year is gone.
Will try you till December 31st.
I'm going to say goodbye.
So long. Farewell. To you, my friends, goodbye for now.
I'm not gonna join in.
You're not.
I don't know this song.
It's been great to play and sing together from Brian's house, and now it's time to say goodbye.
Welcome back and goodbye.
Goodbye. We good.